This is from the old school, new school. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and this is really me. Of course, it's been the last couple of weeks. Tom has filled in, and I really, really appreciate what he has done. He has done a terrific job, and I really appreciate him. I am told that the sound... It's clear now. Okay, great. Yeah, we thought we were going to reconnect, but everything is okay, as I'm told. Well, again, I appreciate what Tom has done in the last couple of weeks and today. Actually, I was gone. I was out of the country for a couple of weeks, and I just got back a couple of days ago. And this happens to be the month of Ramadan in the Muslim calendar. And it happened that we break the fast at 8 o'clock, but like 5 minutes, 7 minutes after 8. That's when we break the fast. And it was a little bit tough for me to start the program after being starving since last night. Now, Ramadan is where Muslims fast, actually. No food, no drink from sunrise to sunset. And if you forget to get up during the night and eat, well, just whatever you ate the night before should be sufficient, and you cannot have not even water. That's how Muslims fast. And so today I asked my friend Tom to do the first hour because, like I said, I don't think you want me behind the mic when I haven't eaten for 20 hours and haven't had water. Anyway, I had a terrific time, actually, while I was there. I visited Jordan. We had quite a function there in Jordan and visited Jerusalem. And there's a lot that we'll tell you about. But, of course, tonight we will be talking about Syria. Just to kind of give you the heads up of, you know, what's going on and where that deal is heading to. And what is going on in Syria, we will tell you all about that. And we'll tell you about the trip that I have taken. I'm not sure how we'll probably be... Here we go. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, I forgot the phone number because I've been gone for the last 2 weeks. The call-in number, you know, the new number. And now we will give you that number so you can call. As soon as they are writing it to me right now, it is 1-877-488-5350. Wow, this is fast service. I mean, you know, you ask for something and right away you're getting it. That's what I call good service. So our call-in number is 1-877-488-5350. And again, we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I'll tell you a little bit about my trip. It was excellent. It was great in Jordan. Being told that the problem is happening again, and we needed to reconnect. Do we still have that problem?
Let's go.
right, we're back. Well, I was told that we had to reconnect because we were having a little bit of audio problem. Now, hopefully that has been taken care of. You know, when you connect over the internet, you might have a not so clear channels, I guess. Anyway, if you did not get the phone number, it is 1-877-488-5350. I know a lot of you have been waiting until I get back so you can call me and ask me these tough questions about what's going on in the world, what's going on in Syria. But before we go to Syria, I'll tell you about my trip. It started in Amman, Jordan, with a very nice gathering in Amman, Jordan, for the Jerusalem. Now, most of you probably know that I am involved in something called the Jerusalem Conference, which is basically the Israelis or the Jews in around the world have something that is called Jerusalem Conference too, where they get all Jewish people to come to Jerusalem and very much, I guess, you know, they encourage them, and it's in their heritage where they think Jerusalem is only for them. So we started something about 4 years ago called the Jerusalem Conference, where we ask people from all over the world, you know, Christians, Muslims, non-denominationals, whatever, anyone that actually believes in peace and believes in the city of peace, that is Jerusalem, to go to Jerusalem, to visit it. Let's not just, accept this non-fact, actually, that it is a Jewish city. And that's basically what the Jerusalem Conference idea was all about. So we started with a kickoff, rally in Amman, Jordan. And it was nice, political speeches and music, and many people attended. And then we went to Jerusalem. We visited Jerusalem. We visited with some of the people there in Jerusalem, some of the block charities in Jerusalem, to see how they are making it, how they're doing, what they're doing. And also the trip took us to Nazareth in Palestine. I'm sure most of you know what Nazareth is or where Nazareth is. Hopefully next year we will all go together. Christians and Muslims, Nazareth is where Jesus was born. And it's in Palestine. And then after that, we went to the West Bank, what is called the West Bank, the ghettos of Palestine. That's where the Palestinians were forced to live, inside a wall that Israel has erected, where it's just like a jail. That's basically what it boils down to. You know, you can't really leave. You have to stay in your areas. Even Palestinians, Christians, and Muslims in the West Bank, which is like 5 minutes away, they're not allowed to enter Jerusalem. That's how bad things are. But anyway, the trip went fine. We had a good time. I had a lecture at the Al-Najah University in Nablus, in the West Bank, where many students have attended. We talked about Jerusalem and the importance of actually visiting Jerusalem. So it was good. Anyway, what's going on in Syria? I'm sure most of you by now think that the Syrian government is a horrible one, just like the way they put you in, the kind of mood they put you in back in 2003, actually before 2003, leading to 2003. If you don't know what I'm talking about when I say 2003, well, that's when the United States actually went and attacked Iraq. That's the war on Iraq. It started in 2003. Now, the year or so before, actually starting from 9/11, the talk about attacking Iraq for 9/11, and you believed it. You gobbled that up like
like it's hot cake or something. That's like, yeah, we need to go and kill those bastards. So we're going to need to go kill them on their streets before they come and kill us on our streets. And that's what everybody, that's the song that they drilled in your head. And that's exactly what you did. You very much went for the war on Iraq, that, yeah, we need to go get that evildoer. That's what we call them. You know, we put labels on people, and once we put labels on people, that's it. They're gone. You know, they're evildoers. And if you're not with us, you're with the terrorist. And therefore, if you're not with us, you're dead. And it's okay to be dead because you're not with us. And that's exactly how the mindset that you were in the last 10 years. That unless you're with us, you are with the terrorists. And there's no in between. And if you were the terrorist, then it's okay to die. Just like what we did with the Iraqis, killed over a million of them there. And now, somehow we are crying over people dying in Syria. You know, you're feeling bad about it, but you did not feel bad about people dying in Iraq because we were doing the killing. And since we were doing the killing and we were the good guys, then those who died in Iraq deserve to die because they're not the good guys. We are the good guys. And now we have bad guys in Syria that are killing their own people. That's the story. The media is actually drilling down your brains, shoving down your throats. And you are taking it in as much as you can. What's going on in Syria, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about this. It's the same old story. You send in people just like we did in Libya. We sent in terrorists. The same people. And by the way, when I say the same people, yes, they are the same people that we were supposedly fighting. We recruit them through the CIA and through other intelligence services, and we send them into Syria with guns to fight the government there. And then we tell people, oh, it's a peaceful uprising. These are just Syrian people want democracy. The democracy that we lost, somehow we want to export it. That's what we're telling people. We're telling people that, oh, well, you know what, we went to Egypt. Now they have democracy. We killed Muammar Gaddafi in Libya to bring democracy to these people because we love these people. You know, these are our lost cousins in the Middle East. You know, it's not like, well, we just killed a million of them in Iraq, but yet next door in Syria, we are saying that these are people who deserve democracy and we are going to go in and get this guy. Well, last week there was a vote at the United Nations Security Council that very much China and Russia has vetoed. And what happened is okay. So what happened is we are very much dealing. I apologize, I got distracted there a little for a little bit, but we send those people in to do bad things, and then we blame it on the government of Syria. Then we go to the United Nations Security Council and we say, look, we need to go in and take this guy out. We need to talk about, you know, Syria post Bashar al-Assad or post this regime. So the Russia and China say no, they veto it. And, you know, we always talk about, we tell the world that this is an international coalition on almost everything. But yet, when the world does not go our way, then we say, we're going to go at it by ourselves. So, we'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 1-877-488-5350. 877-488-5350. So we go in and we decide that we are going to go and do this on our own. That's what we have announced last week. Now, Putin did not like that. Now, Russia talked the talk, but never walked the walk. You know, we've seen tough talk from Russia before. We've seen tough talk from Russia when we went in and invaded Iraq. Once we started shooting, the Russians were nowhere to be found. They tried to play the same thing, the same role with Libya. But when NATO fighters started bombing, well, when we say NATO fighters or NATO bombers, you know, that's basically because we don't want to say, United States bombers. That's basically who, even though they were French and British normally, just like the war in Iraq, we see a coalition, we send in 120,000, they send in 1,500. And we say this is the coalition of the willings. Even though most of them, we drag them with us, kicking and screaming, because nobody believed that Iraq had anything to do with 9/11. And it did not. And we knew that. Don't tell me we are spending $1 billion on the CIA alone every year, and we did not know that Saddam Hussein did not possess WMDs. Of course we did. But remember the Bush Doctrine, where we said, if we think that someone is thinking or might be thinking of harming us, then we go kill him. So if we think he might be thinking, and we just have to say that, and then we go kill him, that gives us the right to actually go in and kill him. And that's exactly what we did with Iraq. Now we threatened that we will do this on our own. Now, of course, we employed many of our puppets there, like Saudi Arabia and Qatar, and many of those Arab countries there. And they have been paying, because we told them, we said, look, we're broke. We really want you to go in. We do want to destroy this country, Syria, just like we destroyed Egypt and Libya and Yemen and, Yemen. Yemen, after all these years, Yemen is about to be hit by starvation, famine in Yemen. A catastrophe that would probably kill many millions of them because they don't have food. Now, that country was fine before we started meddling in its affairs a few years back and started telling them, hey, look, you need democracy. Well, look, at least those people they had food to eat. Now, we sent them for the last few years into the tailspin of going to nowhere, and the people have been basically busy fighting each other because we want them to have democracy. They've been fine. And who wants this democracy? Do you think we have democracy? Our democracy is being purchased every day on the open market. Our congressmen and women, they are being paid. They're bought and paid for. And we think we have democracy. I would rather having a dictator that I know he's the only dictator. I don't have to worry about bribing somebody or actually buying some political favor from somebody. And I don't have to worry as a citizen. I don't have to worry about corruption. He's the only corrupt man. Fine. Corrupt regime, corrupt man, corrupt party. Fine. It's better than the one you pay for or somebody else pays for. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Our number is 1-877-488-5350. 1-877-488-5350. So what, last week there was a huge bombing in the Defense Department in Syria, where the Defense Minister, three other top officials, the Intelligence Director there in the Syrian government, the head of the National Security Department, that's on the Syrian side, unannounced, there were three other people, three other deaths on the same day. One of them was Omar Suleiman, the former intelligence director for Egypt. And he was a presidential candidate, actually, in Egypt. He died the same day of this bombing last week. On the same day, the deputy director of intelligence of the Turkish intelligence, like, you know, the Turkish CIA, died. The director of external affairs in the Israeli intelligence also died the same day. Now, they did not announce that all these people died in the same bombings.
But this is my theory. I mean, what is the coincidence that a building goes up, destroyed by C4 charges, similar to some of these charges that were used, I guess, in the Twin Towers and the Oklahoma bombings. So a building goes up in flames, four top Syrian officials died. In addition to that, the Egyptian former director of intelligence, the Turkish deputy director of intelligence, and the Israeli external affairs director of intelligence. My theory that these people were meeting together, and by the way, on that same day, also, the Saudi Arabian director of intelligence was replaced by his government. My theory was that Saudi Arabia had actually planned this bombing in Damascus. Unknown to them was not just only Syrians were going to be in that building, not just the top officials in the Syrian government going to be in that building. They did not know that also there was an Israeli intelligence officer, a Turkish intelligence officer, and a former Egyptian intelligence officer or director were there. Probably meeting about the chemical weapons that Syria has. Israel probably wanted to make sure that those were in secure hands. Now, this is what I'm telling you is not something that was announced. This is my own theory as to what happened. Because it's a coincidence when you have all these intelligence directors die on the same day. It couldn't happen. And the body of Omar Suleiman, the Egyptian former director of intelligence, people who were at the hospital when they received that body said that it was charred. It was burnt. Now, the story came out that Omar Suleiman was actually in the United States seeking treatment and he died. Well, I don't know, unless he put his finger in the electric socket and fried himself, you know, there's no way he could have been burnt beyond recognition just by being in a hospital in the United States for treatment. That's the official story, that he died while on a treatment trip to the United States. Of course, no news of him being in the United States. No one knew that he was in the United States because he was not. But that's the story, of course. You know, they did not want the world to know that, hey, the Israelis are meeting with the Syrians and going over these assurances that Israel wanted. Otherwise, Israel is going to use the same doctrine, and that's what they're going to end up doing. They're going to use the same Bush doctrine. This is going to be Netanyahu doctrine, that, oh, you know what, we are worried about these weapons of mass destructions that Syria has, and we think he might be thinking of using it on us. That's actually the story that came out yesterday or the day before, that Syria, the headlines, Syria threatens to use chemical weapons. Well, actually it did not, because I had attended the press conference that the spokesman of the exterior ministry, the foreign ministry in Syria, they had a press conference, and he said
one of the reporters asked him, you know, Israel is worried about these chemical weapons. And he said, the question was, the world is worried about the regime using these chemical weapons in this war, talking about the war that they have in Syria, this so-called civil war. It's not civil war. It's basically an invasion by terrorists. So the foreign ministry spokesman said, he said, if these weapons actually exist, and he actually said that, he said, if they do exist, they will not be used against our own people in Syria. And right away, everybody, you know, they went straight to their agencies saying, Syria threatens to use chemical weapons. And that's the story. I'm sure that's the story. If you heard that story from CNN or any other news network, that's how it was. That Syria threatens to use chemical weapons. And they did not. Basically, the guy was answering a question that, hey, look, we will never use, if those weapons actually exist, we will never use them on our people. So now Israel can say, oops, they got chemical weapons and we are afraid they might use it on us. And the whole world turned upside down the last couple of days. The United States president actually threatened that if Syria uses those chemical weapons, there will be a price to pay. But Israel has been threatening to use nuclear bombs against Iran, even against European capitals. We did not hear any United States president or a congressman saying, whoa, wait a minute, Israel, you cannot do that. No. We have not heard anything from a United States president or a congressman telling Israel, and Israel has actually threatened to use nuclear bombs, not just chemical weapons or nerve gas. No. They actually threatened to use nuclear bombs. We did not see any reaction from our puppet regime here in the United States. So, now Russia actually has warned and put that in quotation marks. Because let me tell you something. It is so, the problem with Syria is so far advanced that unless Russia, to stop this, Russia would have to have troops on the ground within the next couple of days. They would have to be in there by the hundreds and by the thousands. Probably 100,000 Russian troops would have to be in Syria to actually stop the United States from attacking Syria and forcing a regime change in Syria. Because once those NATO planes, and the United States actually preparing for that, once those NATO planes start bombing, it's too late for Russia. Because once it starts bombing, then even if Russia wants to go and defend Syria, it's not going to be able to do it. Because the United States would have to go through a full-fledged war with Russia at that time. Because the United States will not stop. So the opportunity for Russia to make history is now. They probably have a window of maybe 1 week. If they would go in there with 100,000 troops, with their tanks and warplanes and missiles and full gear, and if they have another 200,000, 300,000 Chinese, that'll be okay. You just have to feed those guys. That's the only way to stop the United States from destroying Syria. Because if Russia is there with that kind of army, then the United States will be forced to actually stop the madness. And I guess this would be like a repeat of Poland during World War II. That's the only way. But that's not going to be the final word if that happens. Because actually what it will start is the start of World War III. That will be probably the beginning of it. Because the United States is not going to accept that. That Russia came in and stopped it in its own tracks. It loses its credibility in the world if that happens. So is Syria a tough cookie? Yes, it's extremely tough. Unless we find a way to actually give Russia something. Because after all, that's how the world works. It's interest. So if we can satisfy some Russian interest somewhere, either with the European missile shield that we are building there, that Russia does not like, maybe we can tell them, okay, we won't do it. Or maybe we accept Russia as a full-fledged member in the World Trade Organization, something that Russia has been fighting for a long time. So if we can find something to give Russia in exchange to shut up and get out of the way, let us have our way with Syria. Not because that's good for us. Not because that's good for our own national interest. No. Because this is good for the national interest of Israel. And that's exactly why we are doing all these wars. That's why we went to Iraq in the first place, because Israel wanted it. Israel wanted the destruction of Iraq. Israel wanted the destruction of all these Arab countries, divide them into smaller countries, divide them into many different types of people, fighting with each other, hating on each other, instead of for the last 60 or 70 years, they have been living as the Arab people, the Arab countries. Arabism. That's the word that had scared the Israelis since they came over there into that part of the world. That we are surrounded by Arab countries. Well, the Arab countries were united in only one thing. You know, those governments were not united on anything. But they were united on their people's hatred of Israel. That was the only weapon that the Arabs were able to fight Israel with for a long, long time, for many years. That was it. Hatred. That's it. So Israel wanted to actually turn that hatred inward towards each other and away from Israel. Well, they could not do that on their own, so they needed us to go in there, decapitate the country, the head of the country, the government, and basically give what's left of it to the mob. Because that's exactly what's going on in Libya, in Tunisia, in Egypt, in Yemen. It's nothing but mob rule. Now, once the dust actually settles down, it'll be nothing but people fighting each other and
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, we only have a few more minutes left in the program. And we apologize that I was not available the last couple of weeks to be with you. But I'm sure that Tom has done a superb job to keep you informed and increase the level of knowledge you have on the issues. Because only with an educated citizenry that a democracy would actually work. But if the citizens of a democracy are not educated on the subject, then the government will be able to practically do anything and get away with it. Because they will go take you to war, destroy a million people, and make you feel good about it. Why? Because you're not involved. You're not educated. Because if you were educated, the minute they told you, the minute you saw George Bush on TV saying that we need to go get that evildoer, you should have known right away. That's a bunch of bull. When they said they have weapons of mass destruction that we need to go kill them on their streets before they can kill us on our streets, you should have asked them, show us. You know, you don't go kill a million people just because you think they might be thinking. But they get away with it because the citizens of this country are not educated on the subject. You know, unfortunately, we are not reaching the millions of people that should be listening to this radio station. Instead of listening to Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and O'Reilly and all these idiots that you see or hear on the radio. And that's all you hear. You don't hear anyone talking like we do here. Because those who control the airwaves, they will not allow it. I guarantee you, if we start getting a couple of million people listening, I guarantee you, we will not be on the air.
This is from the old school. Anyway,
that's what we have for you, and we will see you next week, same time. Go do the right thing. Good night.